We continue our series of shiurim about the concept of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. In our previous shiur, we quoted the Machlokes of Rav Akiva Eiger and the Dogel Mervava in their understanding of the Rosh excluding women from the ability to be mitzi men in Birchas Hamazon. Dogel Mervava said that the reason is because women are b'chlal not in the parasha of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. Rav Akiva Eiger disagreed, and Rav Akiva Eiger said that only in mitzvahs that one is excluded from, there do we say that there is no din of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. But in a mitzvah that one is included, in a mitzvah that a woman is included, midaraisa, of course women are included in the concept of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. So the Achronim make an interesting observation. They say that if according to Rav Akiva Eiger, that somebody's not mechuyev in a mitzvah, he can't be an Arev. There is no Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh for that mitzvah for the next person. So what would be the halacha if a Yisrael saw a Kohen marrying a grusha, which we know a kohen may not marry a grusha, but a Yisrael may marry a grusha. Why is the Yisrael obligated to try to stop the kohen from marrying that woman? Isn't there a rule of Kol Yisrael Arevim? We don't say Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh if I'm not obligated in that mitzvah. Which, of course, would, the Mefarshim ask, make our Gemara very difficult. Because our Gemara says that there were 603,550 people, and they were our Arevim on all the mitzvahs, but not everybody is obligated in every mitzvah. So Mefarshim want to suggest that there are two dinim in Arevis. One din in Arevis is that and that halacha applies by every mitzvah to every person, whether I am or am not obligated in that mitzvah. Then there's another din of arvis, and that's a din of arvis in a mitzvah that I am not obligated, but my fellow Jew is obligated. That's a different level of arvis. And that has indeed the rules that we have, that has indeed the rules of discussing. So in other words, what we're learning is that we're learning now that the din of arvis is only, is a step above, it's not the same as a chayach techeich smesecha. On the other hand, I saw that there are achroidim that suggest that we know that there are conditions when one is over lifnei evil esita mechshol and when one is not over lifnei evil esita mechshol. Said Achroinim, but even though we find that there are conditions and not under all circumstances is one over lifnei evil, there is another concept in halacha, and that's the concept of Messiah Yedei Avir Avera. What is the source for that halacha midrabanan, Messiah Dei Avir Avera? So they say it comes from Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. Since we're all responsible for each other, we certainly cannot in any way help someone else be over the din of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. I saw that the Chikrei Leif wants to say a very bechidish, based on the Dogel Mervava that we've been discussing. He says that the Dogel Mervava is saying that why are women excluded from the din of arvis? So Dogel Mervava explained that women are excluded from the din of arvis because, as we find in our Gemara, there were only 603,000. There were 603,550 people included in Arvis, and that is the count of men, not of women. says the Chikrei Leif, if we look, if we use that as the source, when they were counted in the Midbar, only men of 20 to 60 were included in the count of in the Midbar. Anybody under 20, men, even men under 20, were not included in that count. And therefore says the Chikrei Leif, a very big Chiddush, that we don't say Kol Yisrael or Regem Zalazet by Bar Mitzvah boys, by men under 20. Along that same line of discussion, Tosfos in Masechet Kedushin, Daf Ayin Amud Beis, Divrei HaMaskil, Koshim Gerim, says that the Gemara says, Koshim Gerim Yisrael Kesapachas. The Gemara says the Gerim are difficult to Klal Yisrael like Tzaras. And the Gemara says that because they're, and some Rishonim explain, because since the Gerim were not born into Klal Yisrael, so they're not that familiar with the mitzvahs, and we have a concept of Kol Yisrael Areim Zelazah, and therefore if they're not going to properly fulfill the mitzvahs, we will end up getting punished because of their lack of fulfillment of the mitzvahs. Tosfos, however, says that there is no Arvis by Gerim, because our Gemara says that there were 603,550 people included in the parasha of Arvis. If we're going to include Gerim, so just like the Erev Rav was not included in the count of the Midbar, and therefore are excluded from the parasha of Arvis, so too should Gerim be excluded from the parasha of Geirus. Tosfos in Masechet Nida, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Divrei HaMaskil Koshim disagrees. He says it's not that they're not included. It's just we don't know the count of Gerim, because Gerim, we don't know how many Gerim will add themselves to Klal Yisrael, but certainly Gerim are in the parasha of Arvis. The Panamiris says, if we're going to take this approach, then Kahanim Levim should also not be included in Arvis, because the Kahanim Levim were also not included in the count. So we must say that even though Al Gemara mentions a quote, it doesn't mean that it's only those people. This only serves as a model, but the Shvuah was not only for the people that were there. And included in Asheyeshna Pavishanenapai are Kahanim, Levim, boys over Bar Mitzvah, and Gerim. Moreover, I saw that the Paradis Yosef asks that our Gemara says that Kol Mitzvah U'Mitzvah Nichras Bris Lilmar U'Lamed Lishmar U'Lasos. So the question is, there are certain mitzvahs that are not, that are only for Kahanim. So how can we say that every mitzvah, there was a bris, limon lam, and lishma velasis? So the Parashat Shaisa says from here we see that even mitzvahs that one is not obligated to fulfill, I'm not a kohen, so I'm not obligated to fulfill the mitzvahs of Kahanim. Not only am I not obligated to fulfill those mitzvahs, I'm prohibited from fulfilling those mitzvahs, but I'm obligated to learn those mitzvahs. I'm obligated, every Jew is obligated to learn Kol HaTorah Kula, even the mitzvahs that have nothing to do with something that he has to fulfill. And therefore, that could make me be obligated in Lilmud Olam and Lishma V'Lasos, and maybe that's the same concept for the Arvis for Kahanim. What about Arvis on Torah Shabbat Peh? Is there only Arvis on mitzvahs that are on Torah Shabbat Ksav, or even on mitzvahs Torah Shabbat Peh. The Marim Chavav says that even by mitzvahs the Rabbanon, there's a din of Arvis. So too is the opinion of the Prima Godim. He brings a raya for Gemara, the Gemara that we began in our previous year, the Gemara Masechta Rosh Hashanah, by Tekiah Shofar. And not all dinim of Tekiah Shofar are the raisa, yet the Gemara applies the concept of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. Says the Prima Godim, from there we see that Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh applies even by mitzvahs to Rabbanon. Moreover, the entire din of making a bracha on a mitzvah, which is the subject of that Gemara, the obligation of making a bracha on a mitzvah is only a derabbanon. Yet the Gemara is applying the concept of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. So we see that we apply the concept of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh even by mitzvah derabbanon. The Prima Godim, however, says that isn't a good raya. He says, because even if we're learning, even though the halacha indeed is, that the chiv of making a bracha is only midrabanon, but the mitzvah itself is a mitzvah d'oraisa. The mitzvah of tekiyah shofar is a mitzvah d'oraisa. So since we're referring to a mitzvah that's a mitzvah d'oraisa, then all elements of that mitzvah, even the d'rabanon elements of that mitzvah, we say, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. But in a situation, says the Prima Godim, where not only is the bracha, but the entire mitzvah is only a mitzvah derabbanan, maybe there we say, we don't say Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. And what are the rayas that the achronim bring that we don't say Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh by mitzvah derabbanan? Is the halacha that we quoted in our previous year as well. In our previous year, we quoted the halacha that by Birchas Hanenin, we don't say Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. That if I don't eat, I can't be mighty someone else who's eating, even though he's eating and he has a chiv to make a bracha. But if we say Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh by mitzvah d'rabbanan, so he's going to eat. So since he's going to eat, I want to say Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. From here we see, says the Yom Teruah, that by mitzvah d'rabbanan, we don't say Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh.